This is Jay Sekulow. We've crossed 50,000 citizens standing with military cadets and fighting censorship.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
This Air Force cadet that had this offensive Bible verse visible on his whiteboard, what was the offensive verse?
Well, it was actually a verse from Galatians. I think it was chapter 2, verse 20. That's how it started on Monday, and our foundation received 33 official reach outs from 29 cadets and four members of the staff.
It says leaders at all levels must balance constitutional protections for an individual's free exercise of religion or other personal beliefs and the constitutional prohibition against the governmental establishment of religion. How did they violate that rule?
First of all, you have to realize, have you ever been in the military, Matt, yourself?
No, sir, I have not.
The military itself is an incredibly adversarial...
Well, you didn't answer my question. I mean, I just want to appreciate an answer to my question.
I'm trying to answer your question.
All right.
The second thing, inside the room is a very different, in the dorms, very different environment. But outside in the hallway is a common squadron work area.
Okay, you're not answering my question. What you're doing is giving me your resume. You could give me a quick answer
Listen to me.
No, sir. You're a guest on my show. You're going to listen to me, and you came here to answer my questions.
I'm not going to be a guest on your show.
And that's fine with me. It is obvious that you don't want to answer my question.
Listen, hey, man, shut up so I can answer it.
All right, you can lose him, B-Mac. Thank you very much.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, so much for civil dialogue with Mikey Weinstein. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Weinstein was interviewed on a broadcast. You heard just a little bit of it there. What is interesting is he has also called for this cadet to be court-martialed. And as Skip Ash from our office mentioned yesterday, Skip was Lieutenant Colonel in the United States Army. A court-martial is a criminal proceeding, and that's what he thinks should be done to the student. What's the irony of this, of course, is that other students in the academy, Christian students, Jewish students, and even Muslim students at the Air Force Academy are supporting the Christian student by posting verses from their sacred text, which is exactly, Jordan, the opposite of what Mikey Weinstein was trying to see happen.
That's right. You've seen students now from other faith groups in support here to say, hey, we're adults here. We can put up a verse of scripture from our holy book or whatever text we want on these whiteboards. And, you know, we're adults enough to not be offended if we don't share that faith, that someone else is expressing that faith as they go through the process at the Air Force Academy. The idea that you have to now sacrifice when you serve your country, which is a sacrifice, you have to also sacrifice your faith.
Weinstein, this is an interview he gave just a few days ago. Number two, listen to what he called Christians.
The Air Force Academy is one of the worst violators in the Department of Defense. It's really a steaming cauldron of fundamentalist Christian oppression and tyranny.
Steaming cauldron of fundamentalist Christian oppression and tyranny. That's the words of the founder of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. By the way, we're taking your calls. We want to know your reaction to this and the fact that the Air Force Academy has censored these cadets. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. We certainly want to hear from men and women that served in the military. 800-684-3110. And if you were at one of the academies, that'd even be great, better. We'd sure love to hear from you, get your experience. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. Now, having said that, folks, let me tell you what we're doing. We've got a letter that we sent off to Lieutenant General Michelle Johnson. She is the superintendent of the U.S. Air Force Academy. Skip Ash has requested a personal meeting about this whiteboard issues, which are for personal use as well as official use. We're responding to the Military Religious Freedom Foundation's demands, and we're fighting back. And by the way, we said yesterday I'd like to get over 50,000 signatures by today. 50,673. I say we move towards 75,000. Can you imagine 75,000 Americans speaking up for these cadets? Join us in this fight right now. Let's stand up to the bullies trying to censor our military. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Folks, we could get to 55,000 even today. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Hey. Angry atheists continue to lash out. This time their target, the U.S. Air Force Academy. A cadet leader posted a Bible verse on his personal whiteboard outside his room. That act of free speech has now triggered a constitutional crisis. An atheist who heads up the organization called Military Religious Freedom Foundation complained, claiming the Bible verse created a hostile environment at the academy. Within hours, that Bible verse was removed. The Air Force Academy said the Bible verse posed, quote, a potential perception problem and could cause subordinates to doubt the cadet leader's religious impartiality. This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Well,
I'll tell you what we've got, folks. 50,800 of you have signed on to this letter that we're sending to that's been sent to the Military Academy. We're going to update the numbers. So that's 50,800. Here's what I'm asking you to do. I want to get to 51,000 before the next break, if possible. So I need everybody to take a listen here. Go to aclj.org. You can sign on to this letter right there. It just takes 30 seconds, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Yesterday, you heard from Congressman Randy Forbes. He had a lot to share with us on this issue, and the Congress is fighting back. We got congressional oversight going on right now. We've sent out a demand letter. Skip Ash is being deployed to meet with these, various superintendents of these schools. So we are fighting back. But listen to this. Is a classic Mikey Weinstein bite. It's anything but classy, but it is classic Mikey. Listen to 14.
Our Pentagon has been turned into a Pentecostalgon, and our Department of Defense has been turned into an imperious, fascistic contagion of unconstitutional triumphalism by people that want to kill us or have their version of Jesus kill us if we don't accept their biblical worldview.
What planet is this guy from? I mean, is he really, and he really believes this? I'm going to tell you what. Let's get him on radio this week. Let's see if he'll come on and debate for 30 minutes. Let's discuss this and see if we can get him on the air. That'll be an interesting broadcast. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's go right to the phones.
Brian in Colorado, online one. Brian, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to speak to you guys. You know, I'm just really appalled that anyone would dare to say this about something that's obviously so non-threatening as the Christian way of living. I'm just wondering, how long are we going to wait and allow people to tell outright lies? How long are we going to just stand by and do nothing and let the wineskis?
Yeah, let me tell you this, though, Brian. We're not standing by and we're not doing nothing. I mean, I understand your sentiment there, but that's not the fact. Let me give you the fact. I appreciate you calling in. As soon as we got word of this, we dispatched a letter, 5-page legal demand letter to General Johnson. Skip Ash, a senior counsel for the ACLJ, lieutenant colonel in the United States Army, met with people at West Point and is scheduling that meeting right now with the Air Force Academy. We contacted our colleagues on Capitol Hill, including members of the House, and they immediately ask questions of the Air Force in a hearing. So we've got a full frontal threefold approach to pushing this back. No one, I will tell you this, no one on the ACLJ side is sitting back on this, and it's really hard to say that when you had over 50,000 Americans, actually 50,850 people have signed on to a petition in 2 days. And folks, we can get that to 51,000 right now at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Jordan, you were out of town for a few days, but you know, Than mentioned this yesterday, we're getting big support on Capitol Hill for this.
Absolutely right. Members of Congress, again, these academies receive, the government support. These are federally funded schools. So a place like the Air Force Academy, where we have seen Mikey Weinstein attempt this bullying before. But this here, we're talking about private speech and the idea that if you are a man or a woman who decides to serve their country, sacrifice for their country, and attend the Air Force Academy, serve in the Air Force, that you cannot put a verse of scripture on a whiteboard that everybody's got in their dorms, and anybody who's ever been in a dorm knows those whiteboards, and also knows that, I mean, on the offensive level of what I just seen before in college dorms, I don't even think this would raise an eyebrow on what people would put up on these whiteboards. But again, when Mikey Weinstein was asked, I think it was very telling, when he was asked what the constitutional violation was, he wouldn't answer the question. All he wants to do is complain about Christians and complain about these specific cadets and, of course, the idea of court-martialing people. And what he's really doing is trying to bully the Air Force into just stopping this instead of fighting back against him.
So a local reporter did a story on this, and talking about the court-martial aspect of it. Listen to what James Jarman, an anchor at KRDO, Colorado Local News, had to say.
Earlier this week, a cadet was told to remove a Bible verse written outside his dorm room. Well, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation also says the academy messed up, but for a different reason. The foundation's leader thinks the cadet should be court-martialed.
Court-martial is a criminal proceeding. And Mikey Weinstein thinks he needs to be court-martialed. I want you to listen to me, folks, and listen to us on this. We cannot sit back, and as Brian said, no one is sitting back here. We've approached this legally through the media advocacy that we're doing, through the United States House of Representatives, the legislative process, and the legal process. But it will send a huge message to the Air Force Academy if we have 100,000 people standing with us. So I want to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org or call right now. Mikey Weinstein says the student should be court-martialed for having a Bible verse up. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's take another call.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Roberta in Colorado, line 3. Roberta, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, I just wanted to ask if you can get President Clinton and President Bush on an interview, and why aren't the current presidential candidates speaking out? Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you why. If this is not reaching the level of where, first of all, we don't have presidential candidates yet. We do have some that we think are running. This has not reached that level. This is right now in the House of Representatives. And in their process of both allocation of resources and funds for the academies and their oversight responsibilities, that's the approach. This isn't at the presidential level. That this needs to be resolved right now by the Air Force saying we got it wrong, we shouldn't have censored that student. I mean, that's how you end this quickly. Don't censor the student. It literally is that simple. Let's take another call.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Don in California, a Air Force captain. Don, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Don. Thanks for your service.
Thank you, guys. Good morning. Listen, I'm just appalled. I served as a captain in the United States Air Force from 1963 to 1968.
Thank you for your service.
Absolutely appalled at the leadership there. But I want you to know, guys, that our Bible study last night, we all prayed for you guys, and we're so thankful that you're out there in front protecting us all and the things that we fought for, and you're still doing it. We're so appreciative of that. I want you to know that.
Well, Don, I appreciate first your service to our country, and I certainly appreciate your Bible study group. praying for us in the work that we're doing. Let me take a digress here for one moment since you mentioned this. By the way, and again, as an Air Force captain, you could appreciate how aggressive we're being on this to protect this student. But while we're talking about people praying, Jordan, this is a big day for Nagme Abedini. She's requesting prayer and media support, which we certainly are giving. But why don't you report quickly here before we take a break on the historic event that took place at the UN with our East ACLJ, this is our East African Center for Law and Justice from Kenya, making the presentation.
That's right. Joy Medivo from our East African Center for Law and Justice based in Nairobi, Kenya, went to the United Nations, as I had done before, as Nagme Abedini has done before, as our executive director of the European Center for Law and Justice. But we wanted to reach out to new countries, specifically African countries, and also to display for the UN, where we're very active at the Human Rights Council, that we're not just American, we're not just European, but that we do have offices and around the world and staff from those countries from around the world. And Joy was able to give two oral interventions at the United Nations Human Rights Council. And on top of that, both Germany and the United States brought up Saeed in their statements at the UN Human Rights Council. Yep. So we continue the pressure there. Again, I really encourage people to check out the video we've got around the homepage of ACLJ.org, because it's a reminder of the offices that we don't always talk about a lot on the air that we have in places like Kenya.
She did a fantastic job, and there was, and Jordan could tell you this, when you're up there doing these oral interventions, these oral arguments, there's a lot of distractions going on, and a lot of the Muslim-led countries, Jordan, will try to distract you. They were trying to distract her, you could just see by watching the video.
Yeah, I mean, yes, you've got people walking around, people moving, and you can see the background. And, of course, Iran is there. They are the representative always at the Human Rights Council, especially during this report on their human rights. But you've got the countries of the world, not just the members of the Human Rights Council, but also, I mean, this draws the attention of almost all of the UN members. So it's something, especially with the nuclear negotiation going on. So it's a place you continue to raise the voice for Saeed and continue to work to get him home.
All right, folks, we're fighting back as well on all fronts. Appreciate your prayers for Saeed, but stand with us in against this attack at the Air Force Academy against these soldiers, these cadets. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. When we come back from the break, I want to say we're at 52,000 or 51,000, rather. 51,000 signatures. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Don't forget we're in a matching challenge. You can help us there at ACLJ.org. But sign on to that letter now, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Have you ever been lonely?
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Angry atheists continue to lash out. This time their target, the U.S. Air Force Academy. A cadet leader posted a Bible verse on his personal whiteboard outside his room. That act of free speech has now triggered a constitutional crisis. An atheist who heads up the organization called Military Religious Freedom Foundation complained, claiming the Bible verse created a hostile environment at the academy. Within hours, that Bible verse was removed. The Air Force Academy said the Bible verse posed, quote, a potential perception problem and could cause subordinates to doubt the cadet leader's religious impartiality. This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Right, so we've asked Mikey Weinstein, who I've debated before, and we've gotten along fine, to come on our radio broadcast tomorrow to debate this issue. We'll see. We'll let you know if he says yes to that, and we'll keep you posted. We're taking your calls, meanwhile, at 1-800-684-3110. Our phone lines are jammed. And again, if you want to sign on to that letter, let's see if we hit the goal here. I wanted to get over 51,000 signatures online. We're getting close. We'll find out if we got there. But if not, keep calling as well. And we just crossed 51,000, so that's great. On our way now, let's march it up to 52,000. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Jordan, back to the phones.
Yep, let's go to Joel calling in from Texas, line 4. Joel, welcome to Jay Secchio Live. You're
hi, Joel.
On the air.
Hi. Just wanted to say I'm a Marine.
Thank you for your service.
I am a decorated combat veteran from Vietnam War.
Yes, sir.
I gave my 110% when I went to fight, and every day that I went out, I knew that my life was on the line.
Sure.
And we had a chapel there before we went out on every patrol. I did 29 reconnaissance patrols, and every time I went out, I prayed.
Yep.
For protection. And I'd like to sit down. I'd like to be able to have the opportunity to sit down before this man, the founder of this foundation, this Freedom from Religion Foundation, and tell him to his face that I fought for his right to be free.
Well, I will tell you this. We may have that opportunity tomorrow. We'll let you know. And we appreciate, Joel, you calling in. I appreciate your service. And it means a lot to know that when you went out on those reconnaissance trips that you had the missions, that you had the ability to pray. You had chaplains there, and that made a big difference. I know we've heard that from a lot of men and women that served in the military. Joel, thank you for calling. It meant a lot hearing from you. Taking more calls at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Yep, back to the phones we go. Izzy calling in from Idaho, line 6. Izzy, welcome to Jay Secchio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Izzy.
Hi. Served in the Navy.
Thank you for your service as well.
But I'm appalled about this whole thing. But I also teach at Calvary here in Boise.
Yep.
And one of the things I taught, told them, I said, you know, when you run into these Mike Weinsteins and these kind of people, make sure you tell them thank you, because they're fulfilling prophecy. That's going to happen. We're going to see this. But I'm also glad to see that you guys are not sitting, not doing anything, going up and standing up for us and taking care of us. And, you know, keep up the good work. But
well, I appreciate that. Look, I mean, these challenges come, and we respond. We've got a letter. It's posted to our website, by the way, that went out to the superintendent for the United States Air Force Academy, 7-page, single-spaced legal letter laying out what the law is, also asking for our Skip Ash, Lieutenant Colonel retired from the United States Army, to meet with her, as he did with the Commandant of West Point. And Jordan, as Stan mentioned yesterday, we've got a lot of congressional interest, and they asked a lot of tough questions of the Air Force when this broke.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, you've got a situation here where members of Congress are not happy with the way the Air Force Academy handled this, and of course, this constant bullying. They have a lot of power here because the power of the purse, the power of the budget, and they're not letting the Air Force just walk away from this as a one-off event. And by the way, Mikey Weinstein doesn't stop. So the idea, if you keep allowing this constant bullying at these places like the Air Force Academy, you're going to get to a point where, and I'm going to keep saying this over and over again, you decide to serve your country. You decide to make a sacrifice to serve your country and potentially sacrifice your life for the United States of America. And that's what you're signing up for. And here, he would also, Mikey Weinstein, want you to have to sacrifice your religious faith at the same time. That's not the United States of America.
Well, here's what he said. This is what Mikey Weinstein thinks of Christians. Listen to number 15.
After 9/11, this is what rang through their heads. We have too much freedom in this country and not enough Jesus.
So he's inside people's heads now, too. I'm going to play every one of those bites and ask him to respond, and we're going to see if he'll really debate this, because these are really outrageous statements. All right, more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Folks, remember, we're here for another half hour on SiriusXM. You get the full hour of the broadcast. But let me encourage you also, and we are going to actually take you inside the United Nations Human Rights Council for the hearing that Jordan referenced with Joy from her office in Kenya, and you're going to actually hear that hearing. So this is going to be something definitely you're going to want to pay attention to as we ask you to continue to pray for Saeed Abedini. Let's go right back to the phone. So we'll be taking more of your calls as well at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Yep, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Sheila in D.C., line 3. Sheila, welcome to JSecu Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Sheila.
Oh, it's striking to me the use of the word cauldron, as if we were the coven or the synagogue of Satan, so to speak. They're using witch hunt tactics a la Alinsky playbook and trying to incite. He was very insightful.
Well, look, I mean, he's a bully, and I wouldn't use the phrase and terms he uses to describe anybody. And also, by the way, at the Air Force Academy, they've got an 80,000 taxpayer-funded Wiccan worship center that they built. I'm not opposing it. I mean, it's not something I agree with, but they put that up there. But they're telling a cadet, take your Bible verse down? I mean, that shows you the nature of what we're really fighting with here and why we got to fight back. But I appreciate your call. Let's grab another call. Folks, stay on the line. We'll get to your calls after the break as well. Let's take another call, Jordan.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Margie in South Dakota, line 4. Margie, welcome to JSecu Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Margie.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I just want to make a comment. The bully is the big word out there right now. We're trying to prevent it in our children and on up.
Yep.
I can't believe Weinstein is putting himself in that position, picking on a cadet who's going to maybe end up fighting for our country. He's going to need that face down the road. And in my mind, he is no better than the prisoner.
Well, let me tell you something, though. He actually, Mikey Weinstein, Jordan, we've debated him, actually believes this.
Yeah, absolutely.
He does.
He really is. I mean, you see on these radio interviews that the intensity. I mean, I don't think he's done any interviews where he hasn't been told to calm down or cool it. It seems like he's angered to the point of almost violence. This vitriol, this hatred he has for religious people, or even for questioning him. I mean, this radio show host, we've played it enough before, but this radio show host, Mike Patrick. Listen. He wasn't Matt Patrick wasn't pushing him that hard. He just said, "What's unconstitutional here?" And he told him to shut up. You know, when he wouldn't answer the question three or four times, he had to go through his whole history.
Yeah.
It's great that he served his country, and you know, we honor the service of those who serve. But that doesn't mean serving your country does not give you a green light to act however you want or bully other people into not expressing their faith, if they choose to have the faith, the way that they want to. It doesn't give you a pass. It doesn't make your service any better than other people's service, including those cadets at the Air Force Academy.
Absolutely correct. All right, folks, we're taking more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. Number one, support the work of the ACLJ. We're in the last couple of weeks here, a little less than about 10 days, of our matching challenge. A little less, I guess, than 2 weeks. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. I want to encourage you to do that. Help us stay in this fight. Keep us on the air. ACLJ.org. Also, we want to get up to 52,000 by tomorrow signatures on this letter. We're at 51,062 and growing. I want you to join with us on this right now. You can do it at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So it's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Also, let me say this. Like us on Facebook. ACLJ has a Facebook. I have one. Jordan has one. Like us. Share us. Follow Jordan, on Twitter at twitter.com/JordanSeculo. And sign on to that letter today. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with your calls in a moment.
This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
imagine there's no heaven.
So, you know, Mikey Weinstein's on this rampage to get these private boards, the whiteboards, to remove any Bible verses. Students have reacted in just the opposite direction of what Mikey Weinstein wanted to happen at the Air Force Academy. Jewish students, Christian students, Muslim students posting up text to support the student. And Mikey Weinstein wants the student that started this court-martialed. And that's what he wants. Court-martial is a criminal proceeding. So there you have it. We're taking your calls. We're going to go right to them. Jordan, who's next?
Yep, right to the phones we go. Let's go to Oren in Nevada, line 2. Oren, welcome to JSEC Yo Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Oren.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
My uncle was in the Marine Corps, and he used to tell us when we were kids that the code of the Marine Corps was unit, core, God, and country.
Right.
I'm really glad of one thing, that this man wasn't standing on Plymouth Rock.
Yeah, well, you know, and he's an Air Force Academy graduate. He just would like to remove the God part of your uncle's statement. That's what he's that's the whole aim of his organization, the Military Freedom from Religion Foundation. Their name kind of self-describes it. We appreciate your call, Oren. Who do we have next, Jordan?
Yep, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Bobby in New Jersey. He's been holding on. Bobby, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi, guys. I've been listening to what everybody's saying, and first of all, I pray for you guys.
Thank you very much.
But I have to tie in what's happening with Putin to this. I see the spirit of Antichrist so strong that a man that was in the military can attack the Air Force.
Well, look, I mean, I'm not going to get into that side of it. I'm going to get into this side. He has a distorted view of the Constitution, in my view. And that distorted view of the Constitution should not then become a penalty for the cadets at the Air Force Academy. And that's really, Bobby, what he's trying to do. And we're fighting back and fighting back aggressively. And, Jordan, Capitol Hill, when they say oversight and when they start asking questions, they're going to get answers. The congressmen are going to get answers to these questions protecting these students.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, you know, they have to answer to the members of Congress. I do think that it's going to be insightful into what is the line of thinking. I'm pretty sure we know, Dad, is that and Skip Ash in our office here that has dealt with the Air Force Academy on these issues, is that they are annoyed to the point with Mikey Weinstein that they just want to do what they can to make him go away at any time possible. The problem is that he doesn't go away, that he kind of lives off of that idea that they will try to back down anytime he raises his voice instead of just putting him in his place. And I think one time, if they just put him in his place and said, no, we're not going to do what you want, try and sue, try to take us to court, members of Congress would back it up. And I think they could push the Air Force into taking that approach.
I think I agree with Jordan 100%. I think he's absolutely correct. All right, folks, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. A lot more ahead on the broadcast. Let's try to grab one more call in here, Jordan. Let's go to Star out of D.C.
Yep, Star, welcome to JSEC Yo Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Star.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're on the air.
I just wanted to say that it seems like he keeps infringing. Every time you turn around, he's talking and talking and talking.
Yep.
And he seems like mad and angry. And It just seems like everybody should have scripture all over the place because it's power and it's cut.
Well, I think the words itself, it's kind of like the case we were talking about last week where they were complaining about that cross near Washington, D.C., and they said they didn't want the encounter with the cross. You're right. The words themselves speak volumes. But look, that's why we're fighting back, and so far we're fighting back successfully. We're gonna work on this, continue to do so. Sign on to that petition, folks, at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. As we approach 52,000 signatures, remember also we're in a matching challenge campaign. That means any amount you donate, we will go ahead and get a matching gift for. So ACLJ.org, your online tax deductible gift is matched. And again, to sign on to this letter, 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Also, share us on Facebook, like us on Facebook, and follow Jordan on Twitter, twitter.com/JordanSeculo. We've got a lot more of the broadcast ahead, but come on, sign on to that letter, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
No reason to get excited.
The thief kindly spoke.
Angry atheists continue to lash out. This time their target, the U.S. Air Force Academy. A cadet leader posted a Bible verse on his personal whiteboard outside his room. That act of free speech has now triggered a constitutional crisis. An atheist who heads up the organization called Military Religious Freedom Foundation complained, claiming the Bible verse created a hostile environment at the academy. Within hours, that Bible verse was removed. The Air Force Academy said the Bible verse posed, quote, a potential perception problem and could cause subordinates to doubt the cadet leader's religious impartiality. This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live, Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. We will get back to this issue of the Air Force and the attack on religious freedom in just a moment, but I wanted to pivot real quickly to the IRS issue. Jay was on Sean Hannity's radio broadcast last Thursday talking about an update on the IRS case. Of course, Lois Lerner again pleading the Fifth a couple weeks ago, Congress considering moving forward on contempt of Congress charges against her. They also discussed the overreach of the executive branch of the Obama administration, the expansive use of executive orders that has happened under this president. And I wanted you to have a chance to hear that interview, get an update on both of those issues and what the ACLJ is doing to combat them. So again, this is Jay on Sean Hannity's radio broadcast from last Thursday. Let's go ahead and roll it.
Joining us now, Hans von Spakovsky is with us. And also, by the way, he's a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. And he manages the Civil Justice Reform Initiative. Also with us, Jay Sekulow, Chief Justice, American Center for Law and Justice. That's our Washington studio headquarters in D.C. Thanks to Jay. How are you guys? Welcome back.
We're great. Look forward to seeing you in Washington again.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
Well, let me go to this issue of this is pretty interesting to me. Lois Lerner may be in a whole heap of trouble now because she spoke to the Justice Department, which may compel her to legally now have to speak to the House Committee, the Oversight Committee. Jay, why don't you explain what this is all about?
Well, she gave testimony to, evidently, to an interview with the Department of Justice. And then, of course, she claimed the Fifth, sort of, the first time she was before Congress. And the second time, she reasserted this most recent time. But the fact of the matter is she's given testimony to this, to the Department of Justice. And as Hans points out in his in the blog at Heritage, the fact of the matter is when you do that in the District of Columbia, you've waived it. I mean, you can't give it in one proceeding and not and invoke it in another. It's just not the way it works. So I think what Lois Lerner has done, I don't understand, and I've not yet, and I've done a lot of criminal defense too. I don't understand what her lawyers are thinking other than maybe they know that the Department of Justice is just not going to proceed with anything serious here.
What do you think, Hans?
Well, you know, I wonder whether their lawyers realize that the rule in the District of Columbia is different than the rest of the country. In the rest of the country, actually, if you talk to the government voluntarily, that doesn't mean you can't assert the Fifth the next time you talk to them. But the District of Columbia is the one circuit in the country where that rule doesn't apply. And in fact, if she gave a lengthy interview to DOJ, she waived her ability to assert the privilege. Now, that means Congress can hold her in contempt. And if they go to court with that contempt citation, a court's probably going to enforce it against her.
You would think, because aren't they supposed to enforce the law?
Well, they are. You know, the other thing that's odd about this, and I think Jay, you know, kind of mentioned this, is her lawyer said that they didn't ask for immunity either from the Justice Department before she talked to him. I can't think of a criminal defense lawyer agreeing to do that unless he's pretty sure that the prosecutors aren't going to go after their client criminally.
Well, I mean, who would have to bring the case? I mean, couldn't this be brought by the House Government Oversight Committee, Reform and Oversight Committee?
Well, they can bring the contempt citation. They can pursue that. They can't criminally prosecute her for violating federal law because of what she was doing at the IRS. They can go after her for not agreeing to testify the way she really
okay,
has to.
Okay, so
now,
the Department of Justice then has to step in. Is there any other jurisdiction that may be possible?
No. You know, what the interesting thing about a contempt citation is, remember, they voted contempt against Eric Holder, and the U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia refused to enforce it. So in that case, the House actually had to go get their own lawyers, and they're in court right now trying to enforce it. And, you know, the same thing could happen here. The U.S. attorney could refuse to enforce a contempt citation. The House would have to get its own lawyers to go after her.
If you were going to advise Jay Daryl Issa, what would you tell him to do?
Well, I think there are a couple things need to happen. One is that I think you proceed with the contempt proceeding, even if you're not going to get support from the Department of Justice, because what she's done here is so unconscionable. Now, look, if she wanted to claim the Fifth in every proceeding, if I was her lawyer, I probably, in light of the emails that have come out, I would have advised her to take the Fifth Amendment, too. But at this point, Daryl Issa needs to go one of two ways. Go forward with the contempt proceeding, continue the investigation, or... And I'm very reluctant on this, you know this, Sean, some kind of special counsel. Now, the problem with the special counsel, it's going to take forever, and you know it's going to be out of the mainstream discussion points. But the reality is somebody needs to get to the bottom of what she did. And I don't think, if you look at the emails, she was clearly a major player here. But there were people higher up directing her. And that email that came from chief counsel's office with those five deputy chief counsels as part of it is telling as to the nature of what was really going on here. When she talks about, we don't want this to look overly political, we're worried about the litigation on this, which she ended up getting anyways. Maybe it was an adequate prediction on her part, but I think Daryl Issa is moving it in the right way. We need to focus on her, though, not get into these other side issues that have unfortunately dominated some of the hearing when we had it last week or weekend before with the shouting match between him and Elijah Cummings. That's not helpful right now. The focus needs to be on what the IRS did, who was responsible, and getting the bottom of it. And other people inside the IRS, Sean, are talking. That's becoming pretty clear.
Yeah, but you have 40-some-odd clients, maybe 50 by now. I haven't talked to you in a while. All right, so you have all these people that you're representing, and law enforcement has spoken to, what, two or three of them?
Actually, ours right now, we're still in the negotiating process because we can't get clear answers from the Department of Justice as to the scope and nature of this investigation. And I'm not having my clients sit down and, you know, they got the president making the announcement that there's not a smidgen of corruption. The Wall Street Journal reports there will be no criminal prosecutions. Then why is the FBI talking to my clients? They've not yet answered that. We put that in writing them. I'm expecting an answer. We still have not had an interview, and nor will we allow it until now. At this point, we know what's going on here until the agents tell us the direction of this, because there's a lot of concerns. But, Sean, there's civil litigation here, as you mentioned. And the fact is, Lois Lerner's a defendant. Now, could she take the Fifth Amendment in that? Absolutely. The difference is, in a criminal case, you can't make it as a, if they take the Fifth, you can't imply guilt or liability. In a civil context, to those aspects where you claim the Fifth Amendment, those facts are deemed to be true, even if you assert the Fifth. So in the civil case, there's some jeopardy there as that moves forward.
All right. Now, speaking of lawlessness and all that has gone on, the House of Representatives passed the Enforce the Law Act today, which is designed to push back against the numerous unilateral moves the administration has used to circumvent the law, like changing Obamacare 27 times, not enforcing immigration law, changing the standards and the requirements of, for example, welfare. All these things, work requirements in that case. So Obama says, hey, I don't have time to do all this, you know, and I'm like, what do you mean you don't have time to waste? The clock is ticking. That doesn't mean you get to unilaterally do what you want. This is not an imperial presidency, or as Victor Davis Hanson says, following the trail that Nixon blazed, that Obama shows the same Orwellian disregard for the Constitution. Now, Trey Gowdy was on the House floor, and this is what he said earlier today.
I'm going to read a quote, and then you tell me who said it. These last few years, we've seen an unacceptable abuse of power, having a president whose priority is expanding his own power. Any guess on who said that? Mr. Speaker, it was Senator Barack Obama. Here's another one. No law can give Congress a backbone if it refuses to stand up as a co-equal branch. The Constitution made it. Senator Barack Obama. What do we do with a president who can basically change what Congress passed by attaching a letter saying, I don't agree with this part or that part? Senator Barack Obama. I taught the Constitution for 10 years. I believe in the Constitution. Senator Barack Obama. And my favorite, Mr. Speaker, one of the most important jobs of the Supreme Court is to guard against the encroachment of the executive branch on the power of the other branches. And I think the Chief Justice has been a little too willing and eager to give the president more power than I think the Congress or the Constitution originally intended. So my question, Mr. Speaker, is how in the world can you get before the Supreme Court if you don't have standing? What did the president mean by that when he looked to the Supreme Court to rein in executive overreach? If you don't have standing, how can you possibly get before the Supreme Court? So my question, Mr. Speaker, is what's changed? How does going from being a senator to a president rewrite the Constitution? What's different from when he was a senator?
Now, that's Trey Gowdy from earlier today. And so anyway, my question is, now the White House is saying they're going to veto this. What legally can they do next?
Well, on the recess appointment issue, that's before the Supreme Court right now. And I actually represent the speaker on that. And I'm pretty, you know, never go by oral arguments, but the oral arguments went really well. I'm optimistic that we're going to win that one. And that's going to clip some of the president's ability to determine whether Congress is in recess or not, which he doesn't have the constitutional authority to do.
Folks, again, that was Jay on Sean Hannity's radio broadcast from last week. We will, of course, keep you updated on both of those issues. We are front and center in the IRS litigation with 41 clients suing the IRS on behalf of that targeting. Obviously, you know, we've been very engaged in the executive overreach issue as well. We will keep you posted as the weeks roll forward. But folks, as we go to a break today, we need to stand with these Air Force cadets who are having their religious freedom rights trampled on. Folks, something as simple as posting a scripture verse outside of their dorm room is getting them sued. Stand with the ACLJ. Stand with these cadets. Call now 877-989-2255 or sign online at aclj.org. Again, the phone number 877-989-2255.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Angry atheists continue to lash out. This time their target, the U.S. Air Force Academy. A cadet leader posted a Bible verse on his personal whiteboard outside his room. That act of free speech has now triggered a constitutional crisis. An atheist who heads up the organization called Military Religious Freedom Foundation complained, claiming the Bible verse created a hostile environment at the academy. Within hours, that Bible verse was removed. The Air Force Academy said the Bible verse posed, quote, a potential perception problem and could cause subordinates to doubt the cadet leader's religious impartiality. This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy.
Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
An American pastor imprisoned in Iran is being refused medical treatment. Pastor Saeed Abedini's health is deteriorating as a result of prison beatings. The American Center for Law and Justice reports that over a week ago, he was moved from his jail cell to a private hospital for treatment, but today that treatment stopped. Pastor Saeed was shackled and was refused medical care, and hospital doctors said he must leave and return to prison.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Listen, folks, we will get back to the issue of the Air Force Academy and Mikey Weinstein's attack on First Amendment free speech in just a moment. But I wanted to quickly give you an update on some of our efforts for Pastor Saeed. I know this is a case that a lot of you are following very closely. We have had a team in Geneva this last week at the Human Rights Council on behalf of Pastor Saeed. And actually, our Kenya director, Joy Mdivo, gave an oral intervention on behalf of Pastor Saeed. There were also comments from the representatives from the United States, which, as all of you know, that is a very positive development. It has taken a lot of work for us to get the United States to engage at a level that is acceptable on behalf of Pastor Saeed. There is still work to do in certain areas in that respect, but in this specific instance, at the Human Rights Council, they did the right thing. The representative from the United States spoke strongly on behalf of Pastor Saeed, advocating for his freedom, as did representatives for Germany. And folks, this is one of the reasons that we had a team in Geneva, was to increase this groundswell of support within the international community, in international bodies. You know, depending on where you go in the world, the actions of the United States Congress, the United States President, sometimes it means more, sometimes it means less. But in certain areas of the world, when the United Nations speaks out, or when the Human Rights Council speaks out, or various members of, say, the European Union speak out, it carries a lot of weight. That is why we had a team in Geneva this week on behalf of Pastor Saeed, and I wanted you to hear some of the audio from the floor of the Human Rights Council. So you're going to hear from three different folks. You're going to hear from our Kenya director, Joy Mdivo, the director of the ECLJ there in Kenya, and then you're going to hear from the representatives of Germany and representatives of the United States, all calling for one thing, the freedom of Pastor Saeed Abedini. And folks, as you listen to these speeches, if you have not yet stood with Pastor Saeed, not yet taken a stand with the ACLJ on behalf of his freedom, today would be the day to do it. You can sign online at BeHeardProject.com. That's BeHeardProject.com. Let me play these three speeches. Our Kenya director, Joy Mdivo, and representatives from Germany and the United States of America.
And I now recognize the European Center for Law and Justice.
Despite language from the Islamic Republic of Iran espousing new moderate foreign policies, the reality on the ground is that human rights for religious minorities have not improved under President Rouhani. It is essential that the international community meet words with action and action with action. Articles 18 and 19 of the ICCPR provides that each individual has a right to choose, hold and express one's faith without interference. Furthermore, Article 21 of the ICCPR expresses that the basic freedom of peaceful assembly applies without distinction of any kind and necessarily includes freedom of religious assembly. While these rights are enshrined in the Iranian Constitution, they are rarely realized for religious minorities living within the country's borders. It is with these fundamental principles in mind that the ECLJ would like to bring to the Council's attention the ongoing human rights violation by the Islamic Republic of Iran in the case of Saeed Abedini, who is currently imprisoned for peaceful private expression of his religion. Saeed was arrested and during his visit in Iran to build a government-endorsed orphanage. And though he was tried and convicted as a national security offense, the basis of his crime was his peaceful association and expression with members of his religious community in private homes. Whereas it has neither been promulgated as a law prohibiting such religious expression, nor has it been proved how infringing this right would necessarily uphold national security. Now that the Islamic Republic of Iran's current administration has expressed a desire to recognize its citizens' basic and inalienable human rights, this council is presented with a unique opportunity to urge the Islamic Republic of Iran to take further action in the direction and in accordance with its laws and international obligations. As Iranians begin the Nowruz celebrations at the end of March, we respectfully request the Republic of Iran to show Saeed mercy and grant him clemency.
I now recognize the delegation of Germany.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Germany aligns itself with the statement of the European Union. Germany thanks the Special Rapporteur for updating the Human Rights Council on the situation of human rights in Iran. President Rouhani has pledged to protect human rights and presented a citizens' rights charter. However, concrete steps are yet to be taken. We urge the release of all persons detained for advocating human rights. We strongly condemn all cases of persons in detention being denied necessary and adequate medical treatment in violation of international minimum standards, as is the case with Saeed Abedini. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.
I now recognize the United States of America.
Thank you, Mr. President. Despite Iran's change of administration, we have witnessed no significant improvement in Iran's overall human rights situation. While Iran has begun to shift its rhetoric on human rights, the United States remains deeply concerned that Iran continues to suppress free expression and civil society, harass members of its ethnic and religious minority populations, and imprison human rights defenders and journalists for political purposes. Religious minorities, from non-Shia Muslims to Baha'is, are subject to similar harsh treatment simply for practicing their religious beliefs. We take this opportunity to call once again for the release of dual U.S.-Iranian citizen Saeed Abedini, who is currently being held in Iran on charges related to his religious beliefs. Given the lack of improvement in Iran's overall human rights situation in the last year, what more can the international community do to persuade the Iranian government to respect the human rights of its people? I thank you, Mr. President.
Again, folks, that was sound from the floor of the Human Rights Council in Geneva, Switzerland. Our Kenya director, Joyam Devo, also representatives from Germany and the United States of America. If you have not yet stood with Pastor Saeed for his freedom, go to BeHeardProject.com now and sign the petition for his freedom. Bring him back home to his wife and children in Idaho. Sign the petition today, BeHeardProject.com. Folks, quickly, in the few seconds that we have left in the broadcast, I want to get back to this Air Force issue, this attack by Mikey Weinstein on religious freedom in the military. And I just want to refocus our attention on the leadership of the Air Force Academy, folks. They may not have picked this fight. Mikey Weinstein did. But the Air Force Academy leadership is the entity that is in a position to stand up for the rights of cadets. In fact, I would take that a step farther and say they have an obligation and a sacred duty to stand up for those rights. Instead, they followed the lead of Mikey Weinstein here. They followed the lead of a man that operates as a bully, of a man that said he is fighting against the Christian version of the Taliban. And I would just remind Mikey, he is talking about cadets that actually signed up to defend us from the Taliban, not the Christian version of the Taliban. Those cadets deserve our respect. They deserve our gratitude. They certainly do not deserve to be attacked and have their right to religious expression stifled. That's what's happening now. If you want to stand up on the side of the cadets and on the side of religious freedom, I need you to call now 877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org. Stand up for the cadets today as we close the broadcast. Again, the number 877-989-2255. 989-2255.
This attack on religious freedom is very disturbing. Those who make sacrifices to defend our freedoms aren't even permitted to exercise their own constitutional freedoms. Stand with the ACLJ. Send a message to the U.S. military, to the Air Force Academy. Stop censoring the free speech of cadets. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.